Hello and welcome to the Print Pod. I'm TCA Sharad Raghavan, Economy Editor at The Print, and today we're going to discuss the concept of secrecy around the budget and whether it's needed or not. With 1 week having elapsed in the budget's quarantine or quiet period, there's still ample time for the Narendra Modi government to do away with the last vestige of colonialism associated with the budget-making process, which is budget secrecy. This also would be in keeping with the previous budget-related reforms that this government has already implemented. Now, the quarantine period starts in December and continues till the budget is presented on 1st February. During this period, reporters, policy advisory groups, and industry bodies are barred from entering the finance ministry. Officials that are important to the budget-making process go into a full lockdown, many of them having to spend the entire quarantine period or large chunks of it in the ministry itself, not going home at all. The introduction of a digital-only budget in 2021 due to the pandemic meant that the number of people who have to go into such a lockdown and the duration of the lockdown itself has reduced substantially. However, secrecy around the budget is still considered of paramount importance. Now, budget secrecy is something that has stayed with Indian policymakers since independence. Secrecy was important during the British rule because the budget was presented in the British Parliament after it was presented in India. This allowed British and Indian officials to use insider information on proposed tax changes to make profits on the stock market. In order to prevent this, it became absolutely essential that the contents of the budget were made known to only a handful of need-to-know officials before it was presented in Parliament. This secrecy has continued in independent India as well. But there's no longer any need for this secrecy for a number of reasons, and doing away with the secrecy would actually benefit policymakers. One of the main reasons is also the main reason why the Union Budget has ceded its pride of place position as the preeminent policy document of the year, and this reason is the Goods and Services Tax. Before GST was implemented in July 2017, the Union Budget had a very large Section B, which dealt with the taxation proposals. This Section B included not just direct tax proposals like income tax, corporate tax, wealth tax, capital gains tax, but also all the indirect tax proposals such as customs duty, excise duty, service tax, etc. With the implementation of GST, not only were most of these indirect taxes subsumed into the new tax, the decisions on GST was also taken out of the budget and put under the GST Council. In other words, it's no longer up to the budget or indeed the central government to set the rates on a bulk of indirect taxes. This has made Part B of the budget quite a lot slimmer, and it's also dealt a huge blow to all of those who still maintain that the budget should be kept secret. Direct taxes are still within the purview of the budget, but possibly with the exception of capital gains tax, these don't have a bearing on the stock market in any real way. This is more so because the budget is announced on February 1st, but the changes are implemented only from the start of the new financial year, which is April 1st. This brings us to one of the budget-related reforms that the Modi government has already implemented. From 2017 onwards, the budget has been presented to Parliament on 1st February instead of the last day of February as was done previously. What this has meant is that individuals and companies have 2 entire months, which is February and March, to digest the announcements made in the budget before they are implemented. Now, if they have so much time to already digest the information and make whatever changes they need to before the implementation is done, then secrecy as a concept is no longer needed. Part A of the budget deals with policy announcements, budgetary allocations, and new schemes. This remains an important part of the budget, but the government seems to be handling it backwards. At the moment, the government announces the policies on 1st February, following some limited consultation, receives post-budget feedback or criticism, and then tweaks the announcements. Before it's announced on in budget day, these announcements are kept quite secret. Now, the government would be better placed to lay the bulk of its scheme and policy proposals in the public domain, say in early December. It can then invite comments, generate discussions, and announce the final version on 1st February. Apart from doing away with budget secrecy, the central government can also take a leaf out of its own book in how it handled the pandemic and make budgets a kind of a biannual affair rather than just once a year. In 2020, the budget presented in February that year was almost immediately rendered irrelevant by the COVID-19 pandemic. Instead, the government was forced to regularly revise its policies in the form of the various Atmanirbhar Bharat mini-budgets that were announced. Now, this year, the Russia-Ukraine war that started towards the end of February, and then the high inflation that came after that and the lower demand because of the global slowdown, meant that Budget 2022 could also possibly have benefited from a mid-year policy tweak. But now, doing so many budgets in a single year might be too radical a change in too short a time. Even the secrecy part can be done away with gradually. They should start with Part A, which will benefit the most from being made public. And this policy shift would be the final blow to India's colonial hangover in the budget-making process. That's all I have for you right now. This is The Print Pod, and I'm TCA Sharad Raghavan, Economy Editor at The Print. Please join us for another episode tomorrow. Thank you.